Yes, indeed, Kieran. And obviously, just to recap, when I was with you last, and I noted it down here, I was at some good news on Keelan McFadden, of course, from Cranford, that under 17, a really, really strong performance again, once again from him, and then under 17 boys. And three Finn Valley teams, of course, getting team medals, which is pretty significant at under 11, 13, and 17. And then a few individual results, Darcy Clark, Finn Valley, Ashley McBride, Cranford, and Oran McBrearty. Of Finn Valley individually doing quite well. So that was the story when I was with you, and they also emphasised about that Donegal record, 5,000 metres to Oisin O'Gallan and Boston University last night, 13.41, an improvement from his previous best at 13.55. So that's an indoor Donegal record. So well done to him. And I also mentioned Anne-Marie McGlynn. She was in Dublin yesterday at 5K in the Phoenix Park. She won it and is continuing her good form, the Kenny athlete. And Noreen Scanlon was in Belfast, taking on a 10K in the CD Cup and finishing third. So that was the story right up to then. And then we were waiting for that result, that novice result. And interesting story, background to the story of the novice actually is that, you know, during the week, you know, Finn Valley had made every effort to put a team on the field that was going to won the novice, the men's that is. And, you know, they brought people back in from abroad, from both England and the US to ensure that would happen. But the best made plans of men and mice just don't sometimes work. And Sean McGinley, their lead runner through the week, then the Glenswilly man got injured, his ankle. So pretty much the Finn Valley challenge at that point was gone for the club team title. And that was unfortunate. But the guys rallied. They were joined. The Finn Valley guys rallied. They were joined by Donald Farn, and they went at the county aspect of the race, and in the end got the bronze medals. So a big return from them. You know, if you were trying to work it out earlier in the week, you wouldn't have presumed that they could have got on the medals. But it's an absolute credit to them. Oisin Toy had a brilliant run. The young fella, he finished fifth. He's a scholarship student at the ATU in Letterkenny. He did very well. Donald Farn, he finished tenth. John Joe Doherty, he was next. Then Tristan Kelly was next. Gavin McCullough, and then Shea Carlin. So third team for them. Dublin, Galway, Donegal. So that makes the journey home much more sweeter. And well done to them. Finn Valley finished fifth. And looking at the results, but you're listening, it doesn't matter now, but had Sean McGinley been on that start line and been in reasonably good form, Valley would have delivered on that team a gold medal performance, but it'll have to wait for another day. And the women's, well, Leona Cook was a lead Donegal athlete. Joanne Campbell, Ita Kelly, and Martina Quinn, they formed a Donegal and a Finn Valley team that finished fifth and indeed 11th, regardless of whether it's Donegal or Finn Valley. So all in all, but very encouraging for those five Valley boys and the Letterkenny man Donald Farn getting third team behind Dublin and Galway. And as I say, on a week in which obviously Sean McGinley had a little ankle injury, and we wish him absolutely the very, very best, a speedy recovery, back on the track again to him. So he's been our lead athlete this winter, Donegal senior champion, Ulster novice champion, and so on. So we look forward to having him back in our ranks coming into the new year. So third for Donegal and the novice men, Dublin, Galway, and Donegal. And that was Toy, Farn, John Joe Doherty, Tristan Kelly, Gavin McCullough, and Shea Carlin. And that's the end of yet another busy day in Donegal Athletics here.